Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jane Twin, on the 2nd of February. I'm going to try and remember these a bit better now, because now it's February, so it should be easier if I remember which prompt I'm doing. I'm just walking through the park this morning, and the daffodils are out. Ooh, they're looking lovely. It seems a bit early, but I'll stop and take a photo anyway. The ones back at home are just about to flower, I think. But these are actually flowering at the beginning of February. I do wonder whether we're going to get one of those cold spells that we tend to. And then that's it. All the plants get a shock. Anyway, so the prompt for today is... as a list of things you can do. It's all about things that you want to do or stop doing in 2016. Anyway, I can't remember the list, sorry, but I've picked one, a project. So something new for the family, something we've not done before, which is we're going to get a pet, or rather quite a few. But I'm going to concentrate on the fish tank at the moment. That seems to be most advanced so far. So a friend of mine, I mentioned wanting to get a fish tank, and she said that she'd been given one as a present and I didn't actually want it, and it's huge and it's taking up lots of space, and do I want it? So after some umming and ahhing, I thought, why not? So yes, it is enormous, and I've had to buy a proper stand for it because that thing will be well heavy when it's full of water and all the other things that you put in there. That'll be a new thing for us to go from no pets to, a few fish, and then we're still looking into something furry as well. That's all in sort of in hand, getting there. But I've been reading around, and I wanted to ideally start off with a tiny aquarium and one fish, but now having got this this huge one, I'm looking at it and I'm reading, what sort of fish can you keep in there, and I mean it's a whole science, isn't it? I guess that's why it's a hobby. So I think that'll be something to learn, what sort of, do you want plants in there? What sort of plants do you want? And, doing a decoration, designing it. I think if the kids have anything to do with it, we're going to end up with lots of frozen products or sunken ships in there. So I see if I can balance that all. And then, of course, what sort of fish do you put in? And again, yes, it's a there seems to be quite a lot to it in terms of what sort of fish. I've been on some forums. Oh my goodness, yes, there's a lot to learn. So first of all, what sort of fish like to swim at the top, and which ones go at the bottom, and then kind of centerpiece fish, and and how many fish can you have depending on the size of the aquarium? And apparently it doesn't just depend on the size of, how many gallons of water you have on there, but also because you get these rather tall tanks now, but then they don't have a lot of water surface, which some fish need for their oxygen needs and coming up for air, etc. What else was there? There's loads to learn, and then also which fish get on, which fish like to nip other fish's fins. I've been reading around about it quite a lot, and it all seems very exciting. It's also not as easy as just filling the aquarium with water and putting a fish in. Apparently you have to season it first and put the filter in and let the filter work and establish the right kind of bacteria in there, so you've got to leave it for a week before you add any fish. And so yeah, I didn't know all that. I used to have an aquarium because I wasn't really allowed anything furry, so I ended up with a little fish tank, and I put some plants in because I like water, and then discovered there were a couple of snails in there, so they were my first pets. And then I added some fish, and they're very hardy fish. They're called zebra danios, and I quite like them. They look like fish in pyjamas. I thought it was quite funny. And they're also, yeah, as I said, very hardy fish. They don't necessarily need a heater, so they were all right. But I didn't have anything in my aquarium because I had no idea. And they somehow survived until I went on holiday. And then my mum was rather over-enthusiastic with the whole feeding. But yeah, they did rather well, surprisingly, given the poor condition I offered them. So, yeah, but that was sort of my first experience of fish keeping, and I quite enjoyed it. And yeah, but it's just water, really. I just enjoy water. In all sorts of different forms, so and it's quite nice, and they're lovely to watch. So, and there's so many different colours and shapes and whatever out there. So yeah, I don't know. My dad used to be in the angling club, so that was a bit different. But yeah, I don't know. I always had a bit of a thing for fish, so that's what we're gonna start. And so that's a project for this year. It'll all go slowly, 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 but we'll get there. Anyway, I'll close here. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.